It is Sunday, the 27th of January, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, featuring architects and engineers in the February 4th edition, plus local business news in Northwest Arkansas. The current edition is available at 725-0394 or nwabusinessjournal.com, where you can also register for the daily business e-news.
Ahead on Weekend Ozarks, weather trends and whether the groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, can be trusted. Plus, Shannon Wurst stops by to talk about her CD release party.
But first, Martin Luther King Jr. Day was observed Monday, known by many as a day of service. In this week's Week in Review, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis takes a look at a week of stories that were linked by a sense of community.
Earlier this week, we brought you a story about plans by Mercy Northwest Arkansas and Rogers and Ronald McDonald House Charities of Arkoma to begin work on a place of healing for families. They will transform an existing place in the hospital into a family room for use by families of children checked into the hospital. Stephanie Medford of the Ronald McDonald Charities chapter says that the idea behind the family room is to keep families close to their children while undergoing treatment. She says that children heal better and faster when loved ones are nearby.
So our entire goal with this whole project and the whole program of a Ronald McDonald Family Room is to keep families together so that children will heal better and faster. And we feel like, and we believe, if we can take some of the stress of trying to figure out, okay, where's our next meal going to come from? Okay, where are we going to sleep tonight so that we can be close to our child? How are we going to take a shower? How are we going to do our laundry? You know, if we can alleviate some of that stress for the families, then they're better able to deal with all of the emotional, physical, and, you know, just mental major decision-making that has to happen in order to take care of their ill child.
She says that Ronald McDonald family rooms are usually similar to Ronald McDonald houses in that the rooms are like a small house within the hospital.
We'll have four bedrooms that can be utilized during the day for napping rooms, and then at night, of course, for overnight accommodations for families. It'll also have a large dining room for families to kind of eat, and, you know, as they're building their support groups, they oftentimes sit around that dining room table and have meals and snacks and kind of make friends with other families that are going through a similar situation and kind of build their network of support. And it's really neat because a lot of times they have these lasting relationships that were started by, you know, eating lunch around the same table. Fully stocked kitchen at all times, a living room area with television and all that kind of thing. We'll have a playroom for like siblings of children that they can use that during our daily open hours.
The family room will also include a quiet room to give families a quiet place for reflection. Fundraising has already begun on the $700,000 project, but Medford says that aside from monetary donations, contributions of consumable household items are another helpful way that people can give to the project.
Part of the first baseline of field number 2 baseball field there at White River was owned by R&P. And so we've kind of looked at that for a while. When ADEQ came in, they spent over $2.5 million cleaning up the old R&P electroplating site. They talked to the city, you know, if we would be interested in the property, if they got it all cleaned up and monitored it and everything. And we said, yes, we would.
But aside from donating money or goods, Medford also says that people can give their time, as the family room will need volunteers to help check families in and out, to help cook meals for families staying at the family room, and other tasks as are needed. More information can be found on the Facebook page for the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Arkoma. In other giving news, a piece of land in Fayetteville that was formerly deemed hazardously contaminated has been certified clean and given back to the city. On Thursday, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality issued a certificate of completion to the city for cleanup of the former R&P electroplating site on Pump Station Road. The cleanup of the former chromium metal plating operation involved dismantling buildings, demolition of building slabs and sumps, and the removal of scrap equipment and contaminated soils. Hazardous substances removed from the facility include cyanide, acid plating solutions, and various solvents, acids, spent solutions, and sludge. But now that the cleanup is complete, the 5.7-acre property is in the hands of Fayetteville's Parks and Recreation Department. Connie Edmonston is the city's Parks and Recreation Director.
Our future plans are to make a trail corridor out of it. It connects 40 acres with White River Baseball Complex to Combs Park that contains 80 acres. So it will make a 135-acre corridor for trail, I guess, along the White River for people to enjoy. And we also are looking at the open field, make it into a multi-purpose field to be used for ultimate frisbee, maybe extra baseball, softball practice, soccer practice, or whatever. And maybe someday putting in some picnic tables, some benches, and a pavilion.
Edmonston says that the city has been looking to acquire the property for a while, noting that part of the original R&P electroplating site is already a part of the White River Park.
Part of the first baseline of field number 2 baseball field there at White River was owned by R&P. And so we've kind of looked at that for a while. When ADEQ came in, they spent over $2.5 million cleaning up the old R&P electroplating site. They talked to the city, you know, if we would be interested in the property, if they got it all cleaned up and monitored it and everything. And we said, yes, we would.
She says that although the site has an environmentally questionable past, the land is now safe for development.
For the last few years, they cleaned it up and have been monitoring it. So everything has came back in excellent condition. You know, our city attorneys have worked with us and had oversight of it. And so it's good for our community to have that cleaned up.
The cleanup of the property took place during 2010, and the site is the 30th site in the state to be cleaned up under the Arkansas Brownfields program. Edmonston says that last April, the Arkansas Land Commissioner donated the land to the city. Meanwhile, the city of Fayetteville is helping some city residents save money on their energy bills. The city's Community Services Division is providing around 1,500 weatherization kits to city residents. Kyle Belt is the division's redevelopment officer, and while he says that there's no way to quantify the amount of savings the kits will bring to homeowners, he says that the weatherization kits include a variety of supplies for reducing homeowners' energy bills.
Each weatherization kit includes 3 CFL light bulbs, which is compact fluorescent, a standard faucet aerator, a swivel faucet aerator, a water and energy efficient showerhead, an indoor window insulating kit, a triple sealed door sweep, 2 packs of weather stripping, 2 tubes of caulk, including a caulk gun, a hot water gauge card, a refrigerator thermometer, a wall plate thermometer, and a switch and outlet sealer kit.
The city's community development block grant funding for 2012 allowed the city to purchase the kits, which means that the program is only open to certain residents.
It's an income-based qualification, which is according to HUD. The 2013 guidelines were just released, and I believe it's for a one-person household, it would be $31,750. It has to be less than that.
If you think you qualify for one of the weatherization kits, stop by the city's Community Services Division at 125 West Mountain Street in Fayetteville. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.